This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on 14th of November 2017. We have Amadou, Bill, Max, Michael, Mikal, Mariana, Sarmad, and Pitinan on the call. Mariana, I think, just drop off. Mariana, are you still there? Okay, so we'll wait for Mariana to join, and then I guess we'll get started. Could I request everybody to please mute your phones if you're not speaking? Hazem also just joined.
No, my line just dropped out, so I was dialing again. That's because so, I said a few nice words about toll-free numbers and so on.
So we also have Dennis on the call. The role, I already did the role, Mariana, so over to you to continue.
Hello, everybody. You see on the screen the proposal for today's agenda. I forgot one thing to put in the agenda. I think I will remember it. That's the discussion when we shall have our next generation panel call.
Could we request everybody to please mute your phones if you're not speaking?
So we have finished the point number one. We have seen who is on the call. So we should, I propose that because we have this calls of general generation panel once a month, we should give some, let's say, a short report of how our working groups are progressing. So the second point is the short report of repertoire group. I am asking Mats, will he give a short report or should I do it? Mats, what do you think?
Thank you. We concluded last meeting that there are a few areas that we should go into. One area is to look at characters or code points that are outside MSR2 and that we have discovered for possible inclusion to analyze those and then send those to the IP because they want it early. And the second is to look at languages with EG IDS level 5 to see if there are languages there to include in our material. And thirdly, we need an update of the principles to make them to make them more explicit, and that is based on feedback that we got from IP. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mats. You and I, we were investigating those characters which are not in MSR2. I mean this table, and we almost completed the investigation of this table. Up to now, we have two new characters which are candidates for adding in MSR3, but the job is very close to finish, so probably we shall have the results on this soon. Although we had, I didn't find the time, sorry, because I was occupied with some other projects. to see what is the situation with this table with languages which had some problems in processing. Meikle was doing something on it, and I didn't see how much he finished. Maybe Meikle needs some help. Meikle, could you say a few words about it?
Yes, about what specifically?
I mean, this table of languages, which during the processing of languages, we had a table of, let's say, I forgot, 25, 30 languages, which had some problems in processing. I mean, working group members had problems to finish processing of those languages. Yeah,
okay,
please say just a few words on it. Thank you.
Okay, I thought we discussed it last week, but yeah, I mean, some languages, people were having issues. Sometimes it was me, sometimes it was different people. I started reviewing some of those languages. I was able to resolve some of those issues. I think, for example, Bill left a comment in the case of one language, then there was a case. So, yeah, there were different languages. Some of these languages, we simply have a lack of data or inconclusive data. So in some cases, I already, during my earlier research, tried to reach out to external experts. I think, for example, in the case of Chechen. And often the reason is just that languages make use of several orthographies, sometimes in several scripts, at different times, and it is unclear if and which are the preferred varieties, so to speak. So, some cases we just have a lack of information and it takes time to get information. So, that's kind of what I've been doing. And, yeah.
Thank you, Michael, very much. Thank you.
It could take some more time, but I think we can get there eventually.
Yes. Thank you, Michael, very much. I just wanted that all Generation Panel members have been updated what we are doing in which group. Any other, is there any questions about the work of the repertoire group now?
Hi, Mirjana, this is Dennis. I have a question.
Yes, Dennis, please.
So is the repertoire group planning to comment on the Cyrillic LGR proposal? And the question is because the Valiant team is planning to submit comments, so maybe we want to submit as a panel consolidated document instead of two different set of papers.
Mats, do you have the? Could you answer to this question? I'm not sure. That
yes. Right. I don't see that the repertoire group has as such. Have any input to the Cyrillic repertoire? I mean, the connection between the two is the variance, isn't it? So I don't see any reason for the repertoire group to say anything about it. But as individuals, it's very possible for anyone to comment it.
So thank you for that. So yeah, so the Valiant team will prepare a comments specifically on Valiant sets that we have found, and some of those are missing in the Cyrillic proposal, or we think they should consider those. We will prepare that document and socialize it with the entire panel. So if you have any input, it will be appreciated, and then we'll submit it by December 6th.
Thank you, Dennis, for this. Should you any other questions about this report of repertoire group? I don't see anyone.
This is
Sarmat, please. Yeah, my screen is too small, so I can't see whose hand is up. Please, Sarmat.
I also saw Bill's hand up. So, Bill, if you still want to go,
Bill.
Go ahead. Otherwise,
I don't see.
I was just going to note that I had already submitted a comment at the request of the Cyrillic panel chairman. So I'm not sure whether I think it would be good to have a comment from the variance group as a whole, but I think it's also useful if anybody individually has comments to put those in. Thank you.
So, Bill, you have submitted a comment on Cyrillic report as a person, I mean, individually.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't matter. Everyone can comment because it is public. Sarmad, do you want to please proceed?
Thank you. So, just to, I think, follow up on what Mats was saying, I am not really sure that if this warrants a comment or not, but there is, I think, a common quote point which apparently is shared between Cyrillic and Latin. It's not a variant, but I'm talking about 02BC, which looks like an apostrophe, which was asked by IP not to be included for Cyrillic GP. And I guess the same would be applicable to Latin GP. Just bring this up. As I said, I'm not really sure if it warrants a comment, but that is one place where at least the repertoires from Latin GP is hooked with the repertoire from Cyrillic GP. Thank you.
Sorry, Sarmad, I didn't understand this completely because when Mats and I, when we investigated this code points which are out of MSR and found in Latin languages or using Latin script, we said that all the characters which look like apostrophe or something like similar, we shall not include it in our proposal. Please, Sarmad.
I was actually going to say that Cyrillic GP actually has an appendix in which they quote that 02BC is not included, and Latin, for example, could comment that based on their discussion with IP, they are also agreeing to not include it in their repertoire or something like that. If, again, as I said, it could be just an agreement with, just reinforcing that Latin GP intends to do the same thing and not include these characters in their repertoire, just to, I guess, reinforce that. Again, as I said, it may not actually warrant a comment, but it's up to the GP to decide.
But we have a few more characters than 02BC, which are very similar to apostrophe, and we excluded all of them.
This is Bill. I'd like to suggest we include an appendix that not only identifies all of those characters that are similar to an apostrophe that we've excluded, but also various other marks, especially that are used for clicks and stops and things like that, just so that we've documented these things are used. They're not in MSR2. We understand they're not going to be, but we've documented that these symbols are, in fact, in use.
Yeah, okay, we can discuss it during a repertoire group meeting, but that's a good thing to discuss. We have to make some decisions about it. Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Sarmad. Although I will not be during next repertoire group meeting, I will propose the discussion about this list, and we shall see. Probably we shall find some kind of agreement. Sarma, do you want to say anything more because your hand is up still?
No.
Thank you. So that's about report on repertoire group work. Now our next point is a short repertoire on progress of variant group. Dennis, would you say something or someone else will do it?
No, I can do it, Jana. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dennis, please.
Yeah, it's going to be very short. So
yeah, okay.
After Abu Dhabi, we regrouped yesterday. Unfortunately, we have to cut short the meeting because of my conflict on my side. We did recap on the IP feedback that we received offline and during the Abu Dhabi session. So we are planning to incorporate that to our document so we can prepare for the next iteration. We will again meet this Thursday to finalize the Cyrillic Latin analysis, which is very short, and we just need to go over, I think, 10 more code points, and that will be it. And with that, we will prepare, again, like I said, comments to the Cyrillic panel where we found certain variant sets that they may want to consider as well because they are visually identical. And once that's done, we'll move on to the next scripts, which is Armenian and Greek. And that's my short progress report.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dennis, very much. Is there any questions about work of variant groups? No one is raising hand, so we can proceed to the point 4 of our agenda. It seems that we have done most of our job. Most of things that are expected to be done in our panel, and we should think about preparation of the final report for labor generation rules of Latin script. So, in discussion with Sarmad, we find that it would be very good to to organize a small draft working group which will prepare, let's say, first draft of, or zero draft, or whatever, draft of our work. I mean, that when we meet at the end of January, that we have all the text in place and all the work somehow structured. And if there are any issues or anything which is unclear, we could finish this report during our face-to-face meeting. And after that, after some, let's say, language check, maybe we can, at the middle of February, we can send our report to integration panel. So, what the other people think about it? It will be, it will be a huge job to prepare everything, although we have some samples how the other panels have done. But every panel is a little bit specific, and every panel has some different results to incorporate it in the report. I was wondering, what the other people from the group think and how could we proceed with it?
This is Bill. I think it's a good idea, and I would be interested in being involved, preferably if we can schedule the meeting either 3 or 4 hours later than this or at least 6 hours earlier.
I understand you completely. Yeah, we shall try to accommodate time which is more suitable for your time zone.
Well, we need to be suitable for everyone else as well. But
yes, of course. Yes, of course. We shall find something. We shall see who else will volunteer to be the member of this group. And after that, we shall try to find the suitable time for everyone. So we have one volunteer. Any more people to volunteer? I'm not forcing you to make your decisions just now, but please, of course, I must be in this mess because I have to do my part of the job, but it will be much easier to divide the overload to different people. And please think about it. And up to now, we have Bill and me in the group. And I should ask you to give me your suggestions, let's say in 1 week time, that we can start organizing the draft working group after that, and to produce some kind of text which we shall be polished after, till the end of January.
This is Michal. I would like to help too.
Michal, thank you very much. Mats, hand is up. Please, Mats, say. Mats. Your mic is, that's good.
Yes. Then at least two different documents that we, or files that we have to prepare. One is some kind of text report, and the other is the LGR. I think we should start working with the LGR, too. I mean, if we think that we are about to be ready, then it is important that we are able to make the final LGR at the same time, so it's not dragging behind. I mean, if we have a draft LGR, then we can add more code points to that. The LGR will have the list and all the variant rules and also the contextual rules, if any.
Is there any? Sarmad, please.
Yes. So I guess as far as we're concerned, we can certainly help with the LGR if the GP requires. We can certainly also provide any help for the document. As far as the LGR is concerned, once you have the document ready, it normally takes a few days to convert it into an XML. So it actually wouldn't really take too much time. Obviously, the important factor there is that the document should actually be in place and ready. Thank you.
Okay, so we have during this discussion, I understood two things. There is one piece of work, which is preparation of the text report. The other one is LGR preparation in if we shall have any LGR rules. Although in my head it is a little bit confused, what should be our LGR rules? But someone understands it. I mean, at least must know what he is talking about. So maybe
say something.
Michal, please, but I don't see your hand, sorry. Yeah, please.
Sorry, I'm not on the...
Adobe, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. From what I understand, preparing the LGR means more or less two things. One is drafting a text document which explains what we did, what the purpose is, what repertoires contained, what variant relations exist between the repertoire, and maybe an appendix of sources and things like that. So a similar structure comparable to whatever the other groups have provided. The second
yes.
step is converting that into a technically, into a machine-readable form, which is, I think, what Mats was referring to. So that is an XML file. I think maybe this may help in clarifying what the task here is. And I think working on the text document is the important bit, because based on that, the whatever is supposed to be contained in the XML document will evolve out of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mats, please. Switch on your mic.
The LGR is the XML file, and that will contain the repertoire and the parent rules and the contextual rules and some description which is required by IP, I think. I haven't looked at the Cyrillic LGR, but I should do that to see how they have structured it.
Okay, Mats, it is still unclear in my head what should be in this XML file, but it doesn't matter. I shall understand that at last. Okay, we have up to now Bill, Mirjana, Michael, and Mats as the members. Mats, your hand is still up. Do you want to speak more?
Yes, I mean I know what should be in the LG. I know what
thank
to do
with
the LGR and
thank you very much for this.
So
thank you very much for this. Thank you very much for this, because I'm somehow afraid of this LGR. I don't understand the XML. And okay, that's nice that someone is understanding what should be inside. So up to now, we have four members of the drafting working group for the final report. And if someone wants to join us, please be free to join us to find when it is suitable for all persons in this working group to discuss our further job. We shall put some doodle poll or something like this, and we shall try to find a better time for Bill. And the results will be, I will send an email when we organize the group, that everyone who wants to hear what we are talking about and to help us in the future could join us during our working group meetings. I don't expect them to be very, very often, like repertoire and variant group meetings, but we shall see. We shall make some dynamics about it. Okay, that's it for to now. Any other comments or suggestions?
So are we, this is Sarmad, are we talking about the same agenda item, or are we on any other business?
No, we are still talking about drafting working group, how to organize it and prepare it, the future work. We are still at point four.
Okay. I have something in number five, so I'll come in later. Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going, before number five, I want to ask everybody, what is the opinion of you? I mean, the December is pretty difficult month to find a suitable date for our next GP meeting date. So I forgot to put it in the agenda. Today is 14th of November, so a lot of people will maybe travel or whatever, I don't know. What could be the most suitable date for our next GP meeting before the Christmas or something like this? December 12th or 19th of December? What do people think? What people think? So maybe 14 or 19. Maybe 14 will be more appropriate because 19 is pretty close to the end of the year and a lot of people will take vacations or such things. So the next meeting, if there is no hard opposition.
I also think the earlier the better.
Yeah, if there is no hard opposition, we shall manage the next Latin GP meeting on the 14th of December. December.
12th December or 14th December?
Let me see. Maybe I missed something, because whenever I am looking at 12th of December is Tuesday.
So 12th.
Yeah. 12th. Number 1-2. Yeah. 12th. Sorry, I was talking about 14. Sorry. I mixed the dates. So, 12th of December. That's because I was wondering what did I say? Why I made the mess? Okay, 12th of December. Sorry. 12th. Okay, that will be next GP. And now, Sarmad, please. Other business?
So, just wanted to say that we are going to be closing the poll for travel support, then I'll reach out to the chair to finalize the travels, you know, how many people we can provide travel support. It depends on a few things. Obviously, moving from Istanbul to Brussels, the budget, you know, we have the same budget, but things are a bit more expensive in Brussels. So we may not have as many support, slots as for Istanbul. In any case, I'm trying to find out if we can get a hotel which has a decent rate, and based on that, I'll work with Mariana to see, you know, as many people as we can support to travel to Brussels, and we will be finalizing those things hopefully within this week, and then come back to you to confirm whether, you know, how we are going forward. So you'll probably see more information on face-to-face meeting coming your way hopefully next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Thank you, Sarmad, for this useful information. Okay, have we any other business to discuss now? Let me see. No hands up. So I can close the meeting now. Thank you very much for being present at this meeting. We have discussed a lot of useful things, and the next thing is to prepare the drafting working group we have to finish repertoire working group and variant group tasks as it. Mats, please, your hand is up. Sorry, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's actually about the Cyrillic report. I didn't find it. I had it before, and now I went to the Cyrillic page, but that one has not been updated for 2 years. So, Sarmad, where is it? So this,
yeah,
if I go to,
yeah, you,
to this link.
Yeah, you mean Wiki page over here.
Right. If you go to the IDN page, which is icann.org/IDNs, /IDN, you'll find the link at the top of the page there. It's a public comment announcement.
Okay, so they don't have any wiki information there on the wiki.
Right, that may not be updated, but this is a formal comment which is done by ICANN. So this is actually published through the ICANN website as well. So I'll share the link here in the chat box.
Yeah, please do that, because I got it wrong.
Okay.
So Pitinan shared that already. You can always go to the main webpage for IDN, which is icann.org/IDN. To get to this link as well.
at the end? Is that IDN at the end?
Yeah, ICANN.org/IDN.
Okay.
Yeah, Peter, I'll put the same thing in the chat box.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So, Dennis, please.
Dennis
wants to say something. Yeah, please,
yeah,
Dennis.
Sorry for holding out. Yeah, one final question. Mirjana, are you targeting a date for the both groups to integrate their works? In our planning, we had a milestone to integrate both Repertoire and Banning teams' work.
Oh, that was the first let's say the first thought when we are making our working plan. I expected that we might have some differences during the work of Latin panel and Repertoire working group and Variant working group. We have two extra letters which are not in MSR2, and those are just two letters, no more than these two. And these two letters should be taken into consideration also when preparing the variant report. And I don't think it should be a big issue. My idea was that if we find, let's say, 20 characters which are not in MSR2, and we are building our repertoire based on MSR2 and Latin languages that we have been processing the whole year, that it might appear a group of characters which was not, I mean, of which the variant group was not aware. And this consolidation was in my head that this extra character should be investigated by variant group also to be included or not included in the variant report. And as you know, we found only two characters, so when we finished this processing, we shall send send the report on the Latin GP, I mean, on our list, and you can investigate these two characters against the Cyrillic panel. That's some kind of harmonization of the work of those two groups. Max, please.
First, it might be that we discover more. So, since we start to investigate, right. So it might be that we discover more. So this is not final finding. Secondly, how should we go about, informing IP about that? Should we just send an email with the information?
That's another question.
Just send me approximately the same email as I sent to you with the two characters. Or should we maybe more elaborated with some motivation of why? And how should we go about? They asked for it as soon as possible.
Yes, you are right. But until we finish investigation of the number five languages, we can send a provisional list to IP. Sarmat,
we can.
Something.
Yes.
Right. So yes, I would suggest if you do have some characters or letters which should be included, I think IP requested that you can send it in earlier. So if you know you have some information, it's good to communicate it now. And as Mirjana says, you could say that it's provisional, meaning more could be added later based on further analysis. So that should be fine. There are a couple of ways you could do it. You could send the email to me, and I can forward it to IP. There's also a direct email address for integration panel. It's integrationpanel@icon.org. You can send it there as well. Either way is fine. What's, I guess, more important is that when you send in the request, it is important that you present the reason why these should be included in MSR. So I think that's a more important part of that communication, where you list the code point and, for example, list the language or languages which require the code point and the EGIDS number of that language and any additional evidence you may have that that particular language is actually using that character at this time. Thank you.
I think we can use just ordinary email. We don't need to formalize the report somehow and say that it is our first result for them to investigate and that it might be more characters when we finish processing the languages with number five. Yeah, I don't think that it should be more, I mean, very formal. They should
right.
be aware what we have found up to now, and we shall say if we find something new, we shall send you. Matt, please.
Yes, so we're done with analysis. There was one line that was missing that you discovered, but I have filled that gap up. So there are two characters presently that we want to add to MSR. So this is what we should do now then, and say within a week, send that to IP.
Yes, saying that it is the first result, and it might be some new addings, but we shall see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can volunteer to make a proposal, and I'll send it to you, Miriana, or I send it to the group,
Okay.
But I expect you to comment it, Miriana.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you much. You are taking some load from my shoulders. Thank you very much. Please prepare this report for these two characters. We shall look at it and discuss it as necessary and send it as soon as possible to IP. Just as information, and they could, we shall have some feedback from them, or maybe they will accept it, at least to see how the communication proceeds. Okay, that's a good proposal. Thank you, Mats, very much. Okay, any other business? So, now I'm closing for the second time this meeting. Thank you very much for attending the meeting. And, Bye. Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.